Thank you so much, friends. I'd like to introduce the trio to you real quick, if you don't mind. Starting down there on the end on the banjo, that's my nephew. For a long time, my brother Vernon Dean, we called VD, was the banjo player for the group. And now his son is carrying on the tradition. And we're so thankful to have him, ladies and gentlemen. He comes from Oney, Arkansas. That's Dale Vernon Dale, DVD Cleverleg. This young man on the upright bass is also my nephew. He's my sister Delva's boy. He does a fine job on that doghouse bass.
Yeah.
You'd have thought he wouldn't have turned out to be nothing. When he was a kid, he was out nursing on the milk goat. And the next day, that goat was dead. And come to find out, she had contracted an unidentified fungus from his saliva. And the folks from the National Saliva Institute in St. Paul, Minnesota, come and got him. And he lived in a lab with rats and monkeys till they figured out his spit was an antidote to the Komodo dragon bite. And he is single, ladies. We're so proud to have him. He comes all the way from Canespur, Arkansas, ladies and gentlemen. That's Ricky Lloyd Cleverleg. He goes by Lloyd, the first L is silent. Otherwise it'd be Lloyd. But he wanted me to tell you about his charitable work too. He raises money for animal organizations such as the Save the Whale Foundation.
Yeah.
And so we'd like to invite everybody out to the farm. We have a benefit squirrel hunt for Save the Whales. It's the third weekend in October. For 3 days, we kill the crap out of everything that moves. If it's brown, it's down. Then we eat it. And for every squirrel you kill, 11 cents is donated to the Save the Whale Foundation. Thus far, we have raised $33.22. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my nephew. One more hand for Ricky Lloyd Cleverleg. Y'all have a heart. Kill a squirrel and save a whale. Now, this one over here is also my brother Vernon Dean's boy. And in fact, that's his twin brother down there on the banjo. They're not identical. They're genital. But we're so proud of him. We hadn't seen him in about 3 years. He run off to go to trade school to learn how to work on VCRs. And I just got a message on the Facebook the other day saying that he wanted to come out and play mandolin for us. So this is the first time I've seen him in 3 years. You've changed, huh? He's been living just outside of Denver, and we're proud to see him. What have you done with yourself, son?
Well, I went to Boulder for a while, and then I'm pretty sure I went to Boulder. And, I don't know, man. You guys picked me up. I don't know. I'm here.
We're proud to see you.
That's cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my nephew, Steven Tyler Daniel Cleverleg. We just call him STD. We're proud he can talk because when he was a kid, he bit his tongue off in a donkey basketball game. And lucky we know some folks at the National Tongue Institute in St. Paul, Minnesota. And they fit him with a bionic tongue. It runs on a watch battery. He just can't go around microwaves or blasting sites. Or in the same room with Samsung 5s. But we're proud of him. That tongue works really good. The other night we was at Grandmommy's having a Game of Thrones marathon. And she was in there popping some Orville Redenbacher. His tongue just took up the hall like it knew where it was headed. And 2 days later, we found it behind the fridge in a sticky trap. But I am Dr. Digger Cleverly, and we are the Cleverly Trio, folks. Thank you so much. Now back to that good old traditional. Yeah, boys.